This is the Aligned Athlete Method podcast, a place for busy athletes to talk about enhancing your performance, taking inspired action, aligning training and lifestyle, and living a life you love. If this sounds like your sort of thing, come and hang out with me. I'm your host, Dr. Rosie Mead, high performance coach, mindset expert, and creator of the Aligned Athlete Method. You can find us over on Instagram at @the_aligned_athlete_method. And as always, I would love to see you over in our Facebook group, the Aligned Athlete Club. Hi, and welcome to the show. So I'm back after having COVID, and thankfully it didn't hit the Mead household too bad. It was just me and my eldest daughter, and luckily we got through it all right. We weren't too poorly, still feeling quite tired. But today's episode really is about kind of lessons that I've learnt over the past week about slowing down to speed up. Now, life throws curveballs at us, doesn't it? And if you've been following me for a while, you'll know that I really love to plan. Planning's a really big part of kind of success for me and what success looks like. But when curveballs come our way, it can be very easy to kind of beat yourself up. You know, that plan that you've put into place has gone out of the window. It can be really easy to kind of then feel like you're now on the back burner. You're kind of, not striving. You're not continuing that path or trajectory that you were on. And it's very easy to get into that kind of negative frame of mind. So a big part of curveballs coming your way is mindset, you know, and as you know, that's a huge part of my own work. And actually kind of considering that, well, what's this teaching us? What can we learn from this? And first of all, accepting that curveballs do come our way, life happens, and kind of accepting that our plans need to be fluid, they need to be flexible, kind of bending things, moving things around. And that's literally what I do. So when I plan, I use a tool called Trello. And if you're familiar with it, you'll know that it has different cards in there. It's a program on the computer, and you can just move them along. So that's literally what I do. If a curveball comes along, then you can actually drag these cards, just move them, pop them to another week. And so over the last week, I kind of really leaned into this slowing down. You know, I know that we were forced to slow down, but it gave me a bit of perspective. The world carried on. My business was still there. And COVID in general has taught so many of us this lesson about taking time out. You know, when so many of us were furloughed, it taught us that we can do things for ourselves. We can pause. We can take a moment out, and everything else still continues. It can continue without us. So the things that I loved doing last week was I felt I was a lot more present. Yes, there were many, many times when I kept feeling that I should be working, and you can feel me hesitate on that word. That word should, it creeps in, doesn't it? And it's a word that we should really move. Should, I said it again. that we could really kind of move away from, because it would give us much more kind of freedom, I guess. So when we think in terms of should, we restrict ourselves. And thinking in other ways, so like could, we can open things up so much more. But I'm human. So last week, I did have these moments where I'd be completely present, where I'd be feeling really kind of in the flow, slowing right down, spending time with my daughter, having moments of rest, many, many moments of rest, napping when I needed to. But that word should would still pop in. And that's another one, is to just acknowledge that word and it will come in and then kind of just release it again. But what I loved was that kind of slowing down. And when I really focused on being present, time felt like it slowed down as well. So what I'm doing now, so now I'm back to work, it's Monday. All of the Meads are back at school, at work. it's kind of checking in with my mind and body and taking those lessons from the last week and making sure that they don't just get put aside now. So I did find it really hard today, but I've kind of made myself slow down to take those lessons forward. I think it would have been so, so easy for me to go back to old habits today, rushing around, being busy, trying to do a week's worth of work in one day, and then feeling stressed out when I go to pick up the girls. So I'm recording this just before school pickup, and I've forced myself to get out, go get some fresh air. This morning I did some yoga, so I'm gonna go back to doing yoga every day to kind of start the day off on a much slower pace. And I did yoga last night before I went to bed, and I'm gonna do meditation later on. I did journaling this morning. I spent some time reading a book. It's all around that kind of taking a slower pace, because then when we do take that slower pace, that kind of chilled pace, we can succeed. We can give much more energy to those around us, to our work, to living life. And I think it's so important that we tap into that. And I know that it might seem easy because I'm self-employed or I run my own business, but there are pros and cons of both. Running your own business means that you don't necessarily have that stability. You are the kind of, you're in control of everything. And so there are many kind of pros and cons of both ways. So I don't want it to feel like it's a divide, that kind of, there's a term called the chillpreneur. And I love the book Chillpreneur. But I think that sometimes that means that we think that only entrepreneurs can be chill, and that's definitely not the case. So I just wanted you to kind of check in with how you're feeling at the moment, checking in with your stress. So I'm reading a lot around stress at the moment, and I'll do probably quite a few episodes around different elements of stress, but checking in with where you are at the moment in terms of your stress level. What does your life look like right now? Are you kind of running on that hamster wheel and finding it hard to get off? Do you need to slow down? And don't kind of wait for life to throw you a curveball to force you to slow down. Think about how you can find moments within your day to feel calm, to feel that you're slowing down, to kind of connect mind and body, which is a big part of what I talk about. So I just wanted to run through some ideas that you might kind of connect to when you're looking at slowing down. Things that that might help you to just kind of ground and have a moment to yourself. So getting out and getting some fresh air. Now, this is really important, and getting fresh air at different times of the day. So not just having it as kind of your morning routine, but actually key moments of the day, whether it's for like a 30 minute, an hour long walk, or just for 5 or 10 minutes, just getting out, getting fresh air, taking some deep breaths while you're out there. And to be honest, even just saying that to you, I just felt myself relax. You could probably hear it in my voice. Just thinking about taking in some really deep breaths. Now, this doesn't have to be outside. Having deep breaths, you could do at any point in your day. So whether you're at your desk, in your car, you're out on the bike, you're going for a walk, you're with the kids, whatever it is, that's a really quick way to just slow down, to ground yourself, just get some deep breaths. Journaling is a great way to do this. So actually just getting all of our thoughts out, whatever's kind of coming to you, don't judge it. Just allow it to come, to release, to pop it down onto a piece of paper. And you'll often find, particularly if you're feeling quite stressed and tense and anxious, that when you start to write things down on paper, they sort of often don't seem maybe as bad or as big and intense as we make it in our head. When we start to kind of put it down on that paper, we start to release, and we release that negative energy and those emotions as well onto paper. And the physical act, if you're writing in a notebook, the physical act of just then closing that notebook, that can do wonders for our mindset on closing the book on that negativity. So talking about books, reading a book can be a great way to kind of slow down, find a moment of calm, whether it's fiction or non-fiction. fiction can be great to get lost in a story, and then kind of just get like, lost in that moment, to just kind of let that encompass you and kind of just slow everything down. Stop thinking about everything else that's going on in your life and actually just delve into a book. I mean, doesn't that sound good? The other one is reading nonfiction. So if you read books that are quite inspirational, or like self-care books, self-help books, I'm a really big fan of this kind of book. And then kind of just giving that the time and attention, whether it's just for a few minutes. Again, it's just switching your mind from any kind of stresses that you've got going on and just letting yourself get absorbed into the book that you're reading. Mindfully drinking whatever you're drinking. So not just kind of gulping down your cup of coffee. It's actually about taking the time to sip it, to taste it, to think about maybe where it's come from, where it's kind of travelled, to think about what it looks like, what it feels like, what the cup looks like, all of these different things, and doing it in a mindful way rather than gulping it down while you're scrolling on your phone and you're talking to the kids. But actually just take, again, it doesn't need to be that long either, but just taking a moment to just mindfully drink whatever you're drinking. Spending time in nature. So we've said about kind of getting out and getting fresh air. Getting the fresh air, taking deep breaths is really good. I've said before about in the morning, getting natural sunlight into your eyes is a great way to support your circadian rhythm. But actually when you're outside, spending time in nature, going out and listening to the birds, you know, at the moment, the dawn chorus in England is lovely. And it's really nice to just get out, listen to that for a moment, just hear the sounds that are going on around you, just let it kind of just go in and out of your thoughts. That's a much better way than hopping straight onto your phone. But not just thinking of that as a morning thing either. Like I said, if you need kind of a moment to just stop, to slow down, go out into nature, be mindful of your surroundings, of the things that you can hear as well. Spending time with people that bring you joy. Now, this might sound bizarre when I'm talking about slowing down, finding moments of calm, but actually that can mean different things for each of us. So for some of us, it will be about being on our own, having that time to ourselves. But for others of us, it might be around being around people. So finding people that bring you joy, that kind of fill you with positivity, light, that kind of, you know, the people that you're connected to in this space. So spending time with those people that light you up, that you know that when you're around them, you feel present with them, you feel connected, and just kind of spending time with them, keeping your phone off. So just kind of having moments in your day where they're protected times, where you're not looking at your phone, like first thing in the morning or just before bed. And I'm really then kind of connecting, being present with where you're at, with that environment, wherever you are, rather than kind of turning on the phone and then getting that that hit of blue light first thing, and then seeing, you know, whatever it is, if you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, or you're kind of just setting yourself up sometimes to then, especially if it's first thing in the morning, to kind of compare yourself to other people. To kind of, there might be negative things that you're reading and that you're scrolling through. It's just setting our day off with these kind of, I'm trying to remember what the term is, but like micro stresses. And we can have many of them before we even start work if we go onto our phone first thing. Focusing on one task at a time. Now, I didn't realise how much I tried to multitask until I tracked my time. So I use a thing called Toggle and I track my time on there. And it wasn't until I tried to track multiple things at the same time, because I would be sending an email, but kind of while I was waiting for something to upload into that, I'd be checking something else, and then I'd be probably logging into Canva to do a bit of artwork. And I realized in Toggle that you can't track multiple things at one moment. And so then that really shifted my mindset. I'm not Wonder Woman. I can't do all of these things at the same time. And, you know, we're often told that women can multitask, and we kind of, you're almost growing up to believe that that's what's expected of us. But in reality, this whole thing about slowing down to speed up, if you focus on one task at a time and really give that task your attention and your focus, you'll get that done in a much quicker time. And then you'll be able to move on to the next one and the next one. And you'll get so many more things done in your day by focusing on one thing at a time. And that involves being present, whatever you're doing. So whether you're working, you're out training, you're with the family, you're with friends, whatever it is, it's being present in that moment. And that's the thing that I learned from the last week. Time seemed to slow down because I was 100% focused on where I was. I was present. It kind of changed perception of time. The other one is to just be kind to yourself. The whole thing around slowing down is, it is a mindset shift. It's about allowing yourself to slow down, that it's absolutely okay to slow down. And that involves being kind to yourself, just allowing yourself to do these things, reassuring yourself that it's fine, that you're secure, that you will achieve success by slowing down for just a moment. Is nothing's forever. Things come and go, and I've spoken before about the kind of ebb and flow of life and emotions as well, and how kind of everything just flows along. And sometimes you've just got to ride it. So thinking of it as a wave, you've just got to go with the flow and ride it, and being kind to yourself and accepting that that's okay to go with the flow. In this way, considering the best friend approach can really work. So thinking of yourself as your best friend, and then telling yourself from the best friend perspective what you really need to do right now. So for yourself, what you really need to do, and your best friend might be telling you to slow down, to take it easy, be kind on yourself. They might be telling you to drink more water, to stay hydrated, to go out for a walk, to take those deep breaths, to meditate, whatever it is. You'll know what you really need, and to listen to yourself when you're doing that. And again, journaling can really work here. Let your mind flow around what you need right now. And you might be surprised by what comes out, because it's your kind of your subconscious bringing things up. You will start to just kind of let the pen go, let it flow, don't judge anything. But then start to pick out the things where actually, yeah, I need to do this. I'd like to have more time to read a book. I'd like to have more freedom in my life. I'd like to feel that I'm in control of time. Whatever it is, whatever's coming up, is then to kind of to work with that and actually do something about it to help yourself. So something to take away from today's episode is to consider what your time is looking like at the moment. Are you feeling that you're kind of always busy, always on the go? Are you getting quality rest? And in that regard, what does rest from exercise look like for you? Are you taking moments of rest? Are you having days of kind of active recovery? Of course, it depends on what training you're doing. And I can't give kind of specific advice on a podcast, because we're all from different walks of life and our fitness path looks very different. But just checking in, making sure that you're having kind of quality rest from both work and exercise, and having moments of rest just for yourself, for your own needs. So let me know what you thought of this episode. I'd love to know your thoughts around slowing down to speed up. And kind of, is this something that you're already doing, you're really comfortable with, or is it something that you're going to start trying out? So I'd really like to know where you're at with it. Drop me a message, let me know how you're doing. I hope that you're keeping well. And as always, you can come and join our Facebook group. There's a link in the show notes. It's the Aligned Athlete Club. Thank you for listening to the Aligned Athlete Podcast with Rosie Mead. If you've liked this episode, why not join my free Facebook community? Check out the Aligned Athlete Club. Let's get you feeling aligned in both training and lifestyle and living a life you love.